Welcome to the Thursday, February 9, 2023, Pacifica National Board meeting. This is Elizabeth von Gunten, the vice chair in place of our regular chair, Julie Hewitt, who is not available tonight. We'll begin with a call to order and a roll call. Darlene, were you going to do that? The roll
call? Yes, I will. Ready? Teresa Red, Allen.
Teresa is present.
Adriana Casanave.
Adriana Casanave is present. Thank you.
Jim Dingaman. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Fred Dodsworth. We heard you, Fred.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm here.
Fred, thank you.
I'm going to mute again then.
Yes. William Foster Jr. Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Donna Grimes.
Here.
We know Julie's not here. Evelia Jones.
Here.
Evelia's here. Ali Lexa.
Present.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
James McFadden. Darlene Pagano here. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Sharon Salam. Aki Tanaka. We know he won't be here. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
And Egberto Willis. We know he won't be here. Okay, we have quorum, Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, a order from Adriana Casanave.
Yes.
I don't want, you know, my point of order. I send it to the entire board. I will send it, and you can rule on that. And I don't want to waste time. If you pull that out of order, that's okay. I just want the point of order being there. And my point of order asking to immediately stop the seating of the directors that are not eligible to serve in the 2023 PMB because they are not directors. And that is
Chair, can you rule on that?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking the chair if she's ruling on that.
Adriana
asked you to rule.
I was waiting for her to finish speaking. Are you finished, Adriana? Thank you for your
yes,
statement.
That is basically the point of order is complete there, and I'd send it to everybody to be on the minutes. Because I believe that the PMB cannot change the bylaws, you know, just with the motion of the PMB. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. And
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
We're in the midst of a point of order.
Okay.
So I was going to acknowledge Adriana's point of order and to rule it out of order, consistent with previous rulings on this board on this same matter. And I thank her for not delaying the meeting any further. Was that Teresa? Did someone else have a point of order or point of information? Someone.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Madam Chair. I would like to state that, in my opinion, Adriana Casanave is out of order, that to continuously bring up something that we've already ruled on is dilatory.
Madam Chair?
Dilatory and a waste of our time.
Madam Chair? But point of personal privilege, you already rule in my point of order that I'm allowed to, and I don't really like anybody trying to talk about this issue. If Teresa wants, we can discuss it. But I'm not trying to waste your time and the time of the board, and she's doing what she needs to admonish me. Please,
Chair,
vote. And
this
the
members,
members cannot gain the gain
Chair.
The so point of information.
Order, please. Order, please. The chair has already ruled on Adriana's point of order and found it out of order, and we were prepared to move on beyond that now. Is someone proposing that we take further time on this item? If not, then we'll proceed with the rest of the agenda. But thank you all.
We're on excused absences, Chair.
Yes. Do I hear a motion to excuse absences? And if so, which ones?
Move to excuse all absent members.
Thank you. Thank you. That's been moved and seconded. Is there any opposition to that? Hearing no opposition, all absences are excused.
Madam Chair, with a point of information, I know that I didn't receive an open agenda. I received two draft executive session agendas. Did you send an open? Did anybody send an open agenda?
It's all in one agenda. If you the public agenda would have included only open session items, but if you got the executive agenda, that will include all items, open and closed. I think they might not be as clearly distinguished one from another as they usually are. This meeting will be a slightly unusual in its order in that we are covering preliminary items in open session and then we'll be moving into closed session immediately after that. And there wasn't actually an item on the agenda to do that. So, and there isn't an item to approve the open session agenda. So, next, we'll cover that when we get to it. Next item, so that we can get them taken care of, is to identify timekeepers, if we may. And I'll ask again if there's anyone willing to serve as a recording secretary for this meeting, because our previous secretary is no longer secretary. We haven't elected a new one yet, and the member who has been serving as recording secretary isn't available tonight. So we really need the services of someone in the capacity of recording secretary, even if it's just for tonight. So I'm asking for volunteers as timekeepers, both for items and for people. Any volunteers?
I could do items.
Thank you.
People.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be the people timer.
Okay.
I thought Marianne spoke.
Well, she's probably better than I am because I've never done it before. I will relinquish.
Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you. Thank you. And one last call. This is your opportunity. If anybody is willing to cover tonight as recording secretary, we would all be permanently grateful. Thank you. Hearing no one, we'll move on. The next portion of the agenda, as it was drafted, it was intended to be in closed session. So I'm going to move that we move into closed session. Do I have a second?
Jim Dingaman.
Okay. Thank you. And welcome, Mr. Dingaman. please be sure to mark him present. So that's a motion and a second to move into closed session. Is there any opposition? Hearing no opposition, then we shall now move into closed session.